Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. You're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM, where every week we talk all things climate change and climate action. Joining me on the line is Ronan Power, who is the CEO of Pinergy Solar. He is a board member of the Irish Solar Energy Association, and he'll be speaking on the topic of solar at this weekend's Ideal Homes show in the RDS. First off, why has solar power gotten so popular as of late?
There's a lot of reasons that they're interested. I think predominantly some of our research has shown that it depends if you're a boy or a girl, right, what you kind of find interesting about it. But, you know, there's obviously significant cost reductions that can be achieved through solar installations, both in the residential and the commercial market. But also, you know, the energy crisis was only a number of years ago where people suffered from hugely increased electricity costs in their homes and their businesses. And kind of installing solar will help insulate against at least a portion of that, right? So, like, you could probably typically offset around 50% of your home energy usage through the installation of solar panels. So what you know is if the next energy crisis comes around, at least half of your electricity costs are going to be controlled. But as well as that, the market has changed. We've had feed-in tariffs come to the market over the last number of years, both in residential and the commercial space. There's good grant supports available in the residential and commercial spaces. And, you know, in general, it's become much, much easier. In fact, the price of solar panels at the moment are at a historic low. So there's probably never been a better time. And just as of yesterday, there's the new borrowing scheme or lending scheme announced by the government that will actually offer customers very, very cheap lending rates for home energy retrofit upgrades, you know, of the order of magnitude between 3% and 4%, which is, you know, extremely positive news.
And I do know that solar power is becoming very popular for offices as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, we would do a large portion of business in the particularly in the rooftop spaces for, you know, retail, private businesses, warehousing. And again, it's the same benefits. It's just at a different scale, you know, where, you know, in your typical home, you could probably see between 14, 20 panels, maybe in some of those homes. In some of our commercial installations, you start to move into the thousands of panels. But it's quite literally the same benefit, just at a completely different scale. But it's great to see that there's government supports in place for those businesses. Because again, every one of these installations that happens in either commercial or residential is actually contributing towards our targets, you know. And the rooftop market is probably a bit of a sleeping giant in terms of, you know, focus to date has been on large utility scales. But all of these companies in getting these supports from the government, they're all playing a part in terms of, you know, maintaining grid infrastructure here in Ireland, but also, you know, the accumulation of renewable energy onto the grid. You know, so it's a great journey, right? It's a great market at the moment.
And I suppose one of the reasons that I think it's popular, but it's not the most popular, overpopulation, we've got a lot of people settling into apartments. So what can we do about the people that are living in apartments or renting that maybe can't get solar panels? Is it something people are looking at, getting solar panels inserted on top of apartment complexes?
Yeah, they are. We do quite a number of apartment complexes. And although, you know, people can't avail of solar power directly in the apartment, and that solar can help contribute kind of behind the meter renewable energy for the shared areas within those apartment complexes. So like our own buildings, our own operations, we have solar panels on the roof of our buildings as well, which we then use as part of the shared office spaces and shared environments. So although you may not be directly contributing in terms of putting solar PV on your own roof, you are part of the journey and the story insofar as you're now renting an apartment and in a complex that is actually energy conscious and environmentally conscious. So there is a role for everybody to play, even in an apartment.
Excellent. So you will be at the Ideal Homes show in the RDS this weekend. I guess final question, what can people expect from that?
It's great. It's a fabulous event. I'm actually speaking at it myself on Friday afternoon, if anybody's around. It's a great event in terms of what people can look at to do with their homes, retrofitting, renewables, but technology in general. It's normally extremely busy. It's insightful. You know, there's an awful lot more that people can do in their homes that isn't just related to solar panels. You know, you can, there's heat pump technologies out there. There's home energy upgrades, but there's also technologies available for people's homes. And it's quite an eye opener. It's a great show. There's always a great buzz about the place. It's definitely one I'm looking forward to.
Excellent. Ronan, thank you very much for having a chat.
Thanks a million for having me.
And that was Ronan Power, CEO of Pinergy Solar. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused program series funded by Commission Amman with the television license fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Amman with the television license fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.